The Victoria Royals needed a shot in the arm Monday afternoon, playing their third game in 4 days with travel to Seattle and back thrown in. The return of their star rookie and offense from their back line, all the offense, was enough of a boost to send the Royals to a 3-2 overtime victory over the Kelowna Rockets in front of 3,189 fans at Save on Foods Memorial Center. Blue liner Justin Kipke finished off a nice feed from Cole Reschany on a 4-on-3 power play 2:24 into the extra frame to allow Victoria, 108-01, to bounce back from a defeat in Seattle against the Thunderbirds on Saturday night. The game winner was Kipke's third goal of the game, helping the home team recover from spotting Kelowna a 2-0 lead in the first period. Reschany, the 16-year-old first-round pick in the 2022 WHL Prospects Draft, was playing his first game for the Royals since returning from helping Team Canada Red to a fifth-place finish at the World U17 Hockey Challenge in Summerside, PEI, finished with 2 assists Monday. The Rockets, 7-1-0-1, now winless in their last 7 games, were rolling right along early, getting first-period goals from Tidge Aginla and Gabriel Sturck to go into the intermission up 2-0. But the tide turned early in the second when Rockets star forward Andrew Kristall, a second-round pick of the Washington Capitals in last summer's NHL draft and who picked up an assist on the Sturck goal, was hit by Nate Miskey and had to leave the game and didn't return. Kipke cut the Rockets' lead in half with 4 minutes left in the middle period, and then tied it with 5 minutes left in the third period. 20-year-old netminder Braden Holt stopped 23 of 25 shots to pick up the win, while 17-year-old rookie Jake Pilon finished with 21 saves in the Rockets' net. The same two teams will go at it again tonight at Save on Foods Memorial Center, before the Royals welcome the Lethbridge Hurricanes to town on Friday night.